Similarly, you had to imagine your way around the strength of his defenses. A duel of magic is determined almost purely by the imaginations and raw power of those involved. Ariana had obviously prepared against my favorite weapon, fire, which was only intelligent. But she had tried this backstabbing ploy on me once before and nearly got burned doing it. A wizard of any experience would tell you that she would never have tried that one again, for fear that the enemy would exploit it even further. Ariana was an experienced killer, but she hadn't done a lot of dueling with nothing to rely on except her magic. She'd always had the cushion of her extraordinary strength and speed to fall back upon. Hell, it would have been the smart way to kill me. Come straight in, shedding attacks and maybe taking some hits to get close enough to end it decisively. Except here, she couldn't, and she wasn't adjusting well to the handicap. Flexibility of thought is almost never a strength of the truly ancient monsters of the world. Instead of obliging her by standing in place, as I had last time she tried to give me the runaround, I darted forward into the edges of the concealing steam. I got burned and accepted it as the price of doing business. I clenched my teeth, focusing past my pain, and tracked Ariana's energy with my sight, waiting for my shot and hoping that she didn't have the sight as well. Apparently she didn't, or wasn't bothering to use it, relying upon her superior senses instead. She got into position and seemed to realize that I'd gone into the steam. She began to advance cautiously, gathering more lightning to her cupped hands. I saw the instant in which she began to spot my outline, the way she drew a breath to speak a word to unleash the lightning upon me.
Infriga!
I hissed and threw both hands forward.
Infriga forzare!
And the entire cloud bank of steam in the air around me congealed into needle-pointed spears of ice that flew at her as if fired from a gun. They struck her just as she unleashed her lightning bolt, which shattered one of the spears and tore a 2-foot furrow in the dirt some 20 feet to my side. Ariana stood still for a moment, her black eyes wide with disbelief, staring down at the spears and shards of ice that had slammed deep into her flesh. She looked up at me for a second and opened her mouth. A blob of black blood burst out and spilled down over her chin. Then she shuddered and fell, simply limp, to the ground. From the far end of the ball court, I heard my godmother throw back her head and let out an eerie howl of excitement and triumph, bubbling with laughter and scorn. I watched Ariana twisting upon the spears of ice. She'd been pierced in dozens of places. The worst hit came from an icicle as thick as my forearm, which had impaled her through the belly and come out the back, bursting the blood reservoir of the creature beneath Ariana's flesh mask. The pure, crystalline clear ice showed a glimpse of her insides, as if seen through a prism. She gasped a word I didn't recognize, over and over. I didn't know what language it was, but I knew what it meant.
No, 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 no.
I stood over her for a moment. She struggled to bring some other form of magic to bear against me, but the cruel torment of those cold spears was a pain she had never experienced and did not know how to fight. I stared down at the creature that had taken my daughter and felt... I felt only a cold, calm satisfaction, whirling like a blizzard of snow and sleet in the storm of my wrath. She stared up at me with uncomprehending eyes, black blood staining her mouth.
Cattle. You are cattle.
Moo, I said, and I lifted my right hand. Her eyes widened further. She gasped a word I didn't know. From the corner of my eye, I saw the Red King rise from his distant throne. I poured all that was left of my fury into my hand and snarled,
"No one touches my little girl!"
The explosion of force and fire tore a crater in the ground 7 feet across and half as deep. Ariana's broken, headless corpse lay sprawled within it. Silence fell over the ruined city. I turned toward the Red King and started walking that way. I stopped on what would have been the 10-yard line in a football stadium and faced him. "Now give me my daughter," I said. He stared at me, bleak and remote as a far mountain. And then he smiled and said in perfect English,
"I think not."
I clenched my teeth. We had a deal. He looked at me with uncaring eyes and said, I never spoke a word to you. A god does not converse or bargain with cattle. He uses and dispenses with them as he sees fit. You have served your purpose, and I have no further use for you or the mewling child. I snarled. You promised that she would not be harmed. Until after the duel, he said, and sycophantic chuckles ran through the vampires all around me. It is after the duel. He turned his head to one side and said to one of the jaguar warrior vampires in his retinue, Go, kill the child. I almost got the Red King while his head was turned, but some instinct seemed to warn him at the last instant, and he ducked. The bolt of flame I'd hurled at him blew the jaguar warrior vamp's jaw off of his head and set him on fire. He fell back, stumbling and screaming, his monstrous form tearing free of his mask of flesh. The Red King whirled toward me in a fury, and those black eyes pressed down upon me with all the crushing weight of the ages. I was driven to my knees by a blanket of pure will, and not just will, but horrible pain. Pain that originated not in my body, but in the nerves themselves. Pain I was helpless to resist. I heard someone scream, Harry! And saw the masked figures upon the temple with the Red King step forward. A gun went off and someone screamed. I heard a bellow and looked up to see my friends and my godmother facing the masked lords of outer night. Sonya was on his feet, but motionless, grimly clutching Esperachios in both hands. Murphy was on one knee and had dropped her P90. One hand was moving slowly, determinedly, toward the sword on her back. Martin was on the ground. I couldn't see any of the others. I couldn't turn my head far enough, but nobody was up to fighting. None of us could move beneath the horrible pressure of will of the Red King and the lords of outer night.
Insolent beast, snarled the Red King. Die in agony.
He seized another guard by his jaguar skin and jerked him close, as if the brawny vampire had been a child.
Need I repeat myself?
He seethed, and shoved his blood-stained ritual knife into the warrior's hands.
Place that child upon the altar and kill her.